People come to Idaho from around the world to fish our lakes and rivers. It's no wonder Idahoans like Jordan Rodriguez have a passion for the sport.
Fishing had just a certain magic for me. We weren't even necessarily catching very many fish in those days.
Fishing is more than just a hobby for Jordan. He's also the owner of Tightlines 208, a fishing business where he teaches all kinds of fishing classes, offers private lessons, writes a fishing column, and publishes fishing reports.
The core of the business is fishing classes. I now have about a dozen classes, and they are on a wide variety of topics.
Idaho fishing laws prevent certain fish from being caught and harvested for a number of reasons. Jordan says it's valuable to know this information.
So being able to provide that information and give them like a solid foundation and knowing what kinds of fish they're catching, how to identify those visually, which ones are good for eating versus not good for eating.
Fish are a vital part of the environment and often give indicators as to the effects of global warming, climate change, and pollution.
A given lake or river or, you know, any kind of a fishery and the health of that fishery and the health of the fish in it and the other animals in it is often a really strong indicator of kind of what's going on at a more macro level.
Fish greatly affect the health of all kinds of water and surrounding environments, and that's one of the reasons why Jordan is so passionate about them. They play more of an important role in our lives than most of us realize.
It's a circle of life, right? And it all comes back around eventually.
Jordan is a self-proclaimed fish nerd, and we had a lot of fun discussing fish lifespans. Fish like bluegill and crappies have short lifespans, usually below 10 years. Bass in Idaho are known to live close to 2 decades. Lake trout have been known to live between 40 to 60 years.
And then to take that to even a further extreme, we have a species here called the white sturgeon. So we have sturgeon in the Snake River that are documented at well over 100 years old.
If you're interested in learning more or taking one of Jordan's classes, visit tightlines208.com to make an appointment. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Kalen Wills.